Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to a new weekly gathering where we talk about the astrology and energies of this week and into the week ahead. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence and connection. I am grateful for all of you. I know many of you have been listening to this show for years, and I feel that and appreciate that this can be something that supports you regularly on your journey. And I'd like to say a hello to those of you who are newly finding this show now and connecting. In this space, we have a higher level of energy between all of us. I have been amazed and just blown away by how conscious and awake so many of you are. And I want to validate that. You know, it's like you can forget how far you've come, and you can forget how much you've come to understand about yourself. And that can happen in small steps and quantum leaps. And I feel like there's so many of you who are much further along than you even realize. And it's a joy to connect with you through sessions, through social media, and to know that you are really owning who you are even more, that you're in your full power, that you're in full alignment with what you are all about. That's just something that's been so amazing to witness. And please know it's an honor for me to connect with you. So thank you again for being here. We're going to look at this upcoming new moon in Pisces on March 17th. It is at 27 degrees of Pisces. I have been doing new teaching videos and putting them on YouTube. And these new videos have new insights and new information. And I show you the chart, the astrology chart, for these lunations, the full moon and the new moon, as well as the upcoming equinox. So please check that out. That's at Conscious Cool Chic Molly McCord on YouTube if you want to learn more about astrology or even just want to hear more, because I share more in each of these videos. So just one more resource that is free and available for you. So people have asked about astrology sessions, and yes, I most certainly offer astrology sessions. You can find out more on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. And they are one-hour sessions, and I never know what's going to come through and what you're going to feel or sense. But one thing that I believe so strongly is that energy never lies. And this was actually something I first heard from Lavendar over at Starseed Academy about how energy doesn't lie, but people do. And so doing this work helps us really tune in to what is true for you. And to also, I really want to stress this, to remember to trust what you feel, even if you don't see external validation. Because you can go through your 9-to-5 job, you can be out in the world, you can be around a lot of people, and you can feel something. Or you could be going to sleep at night and get a certain intuitive hit. Or you could wake up in the morning and have an awareness or understanding about something. Please know that that is your intuition coming through, and there's a reason why you're receiving those messages. Energy doesn't lie, because energy doesn't have to lie. Energy is truth. It's direct. It's clear. It has so much wisdom ingrained in it. Light, we talk about be the light, right? Well, light is embedded with truth and wisdom. So know that as you keep ascending on your spiritual path and you move forward into higher levels of consciousness and your soul purpose, your soul mission, you connect more with your higher self, that you will have more of that immediate connection to truth and to wisdom that doesn't lie. So I guess I really need to say that right now, because we have a lot of energies that can seem kind of foggy or fuzzy, or, you know, where am I supposed to go with this and where's the clarity? The energy that is coming through for you is meant to bring you wisdom about something that you're meant to see differently. And this is a gift. So understand how everything is working for you and to support you, and that when you are accelerating on your spiritual path, you receive information more instantaneously and clearly, and your mental capabilities, your mind, probably is going to question it or doubt it or scrutinize it or think it's not true, because that's what our minds do. Our minds are skeptics. They're connected to the ego. Our ego mind will question and look for proof. But as you know, the more you trust yourself, the more you really dig in and trust yourself, you're going to get to deeper answers, clarity, and understanding faster than anything your mind can do. Your mind can't do what your intuition can do. So this is really important right now when we still have the sun in Pisces and we're still moving through these energies that are in other realms, in other places, and we can't see it. We can't see it, but we don't need to see it. We have to trust it. We have to feel it. So the sun is in Pisces, Neptune's in Pisces, and Chiron is in Pisces. We have other planets that have moved along into Aries. Mercury and Venus are in Aries. And we have Mars finishing up his time in Sagittarius. He's at 28 degrees of Sagittarius, squaring Chiron. I'm going to talk more about that in a second. And then we have our planets in Capricorn, Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, and also Uranus is in Aries still. So things are actually pretty similar to where they were last week when we last connected. The moon, of course, is in a different sign. As it does, it changes signs every 2.5 to 3 days. And we're building up to a new moon. That new moon is on March 17th, and it's going to be at 27 degrees of Pisces. But before we get to the new moon, we're actually still in this completing, finishing phase from the last full moon. And what that means is that it's usually right before the new moon that we are meant to have the quiet, the peace, the listening, especially as we approach a Pisces new moon, which is all about being receptive and trusting what we're sensing energetically and emotionally. And so we're in this place of floating. And, you know, Pisces is the ocean. And that energy is so strong right now that it could feel like there's parts of your life that are becoming clearer. But then it could feel like you're still kind of figuring it out and you can't see all the puzzle pieces even. It's foggy and fuzzy. And we're meant to be connecting inward and upward with Pisces. Inward and upward. And upwards is different than outwards, right? You go straight up. You think about the energy that flows in your seven chakras. It starts in the root chakra and it goes all the way up to that seventh chakra, and then it keeps going into the cosmos, into higher energy fields, because there are more chakras than our seven. The seven chakras are simply the ones that are associated with our individual human bodies, but there are more chakras that are in alignment with higher frequencies in the cosmos. And so what we're doing in Pisces is we're just making sure that our part of the human mosaic, our part of the human puzzle, is in straight, true alignment with ourselves, and that we are not distracted by anything in the external. And so we know we're connected to everything that is, but this is also a time to feel greater flow with as above, so below, as within, so without. It's a time to understand how you are an important piece of energy in the universe, and you're not simply a piece of energy, but you're a part of all energies. And can you trust that feeling? And can you move in that vibration without feeling like I have to figure it out? The hows. And we have to put that aside at times. So as we approach this Pisces new moon and we listen and we get quiet and we sit with ourselves, we're meant to be sitting with mindfulness and presence and peace and peace and peace. And as I'm saying that, I'm getting this really lovely intuitive visual of all of your seven chakras just being open and receptive to receiving beautiful white light that is from a dove, a white dove. It's like I'm seeing a white dove circling and spinning through each of your seven chakras right now. Oh boy, that feels awesome. I mean, just feel that. It's like there's this sense of things being cleaned out, cleared out, let go. I don't need that. I don't want this. I don't need that. That's not my truth. That's not, you know, it's just this whole letting everything fall away and dissolve. And I feel like that imagery of a white dove, well, we know it's a universal sign of peace. But I feel this is an integration of making sure that you're bringing peace within yourself. Peace within who you are, what you've experienced, where you're at right now, even if there's parts of you that wishes you were further along, somewhere else, this was different, that is different. There's a sense here of can you just be at peace with this right now? Because as we know, it's all going to continue to change. It's all going to move forward. But right now, it's a time where we're supposed to be getting downloads, I feel, of more peace. And it's meant to be supportive of the next cycle and the next phase that begins when we really move into the stronger Aries energy. So we are building up to this Pisces new moon. And this new moon really feels lovely. It has some really strong energy signatures in it. We have the sun and moon conjunct in Pisces, of course, but they're also going to be conjunct in Chiron. And as we've been talking about in this show, Chiron is the wounded healer. It's the part of your soul that feels vulnerable, open, hurt, the tears, right? The sense of, I'm always struggling. Why is this always coming up? Why do I always have to deal with this topic or this issue? It can feel powerless. It can feel victim. It can feel like that one thing you can't move through or get past. Well, I feel an amazing energy coming through with this new moon because the sun and the moon, which are the masculine and the feminine, are lining up and they are bringing both of their balanced energies and they are blasting it at Chiron. And Chiron is receptive and receiving it. And I feel it as this new level of healing has occurred in you. Meaning, there's a new awareness around what you've let go of and what's complete and what you've healed. And, you know, we get into this, sometimes we get in this place of, I'm always struggling with this, or this is always hurtful, or this is always painful. And then one day you can wake up and feel like you just turned a corner and you realize, I don't feel like I'm carrying that burden. That wound doesn't feel like it's bleeding all the time. It doesn't feel like there's as much pain there. It feels better. And that's what I feel so strongly with this new moon is that there's an energy of, I feel healed. I feel a shift. I feel a completion with whatever the Chiron energy has been for you. Chiron has been in Pisces since 2010, 2011. And so since that time, it's been moving through a part of your natal chart and revealing those vulnerabilities and wounds. And now as Chiron is about to leave Pisces, it is finishing up its work there. It's healing it, and it's setting you free. It's really that sense of the energy has shifted and changed, and that is so strong in this new moon. Now, the other energy of this new moon is that we do have Mars at 29 degrees of Sagittarius. that's squaring the new moon. And so Mars in Sagittarius is our ego, and it's our desire to be right and our opinion about something. And it's where you perhaps have felt too open or trusting with the Pisces energy, and your ego comes in and gets angry because it says, well, that doesn't mean I'm wrong, or that doesn't mean I'm you know, not allowed to have an opinion about this. Part of our masculine energies that are going to actually maybe even stir up some trouble or have a reaction to this part of you that's healed, because it could be this, the story could be that you've healed something and your ego says, well, of course I healed it. Well, of course I did. The ego wants to be in control. It wants to be right. It wants to be the king of the mountain. And so it could block a part of you that needs to let this situation go. Mars in Sagittarius will fight for what it believes in, and it will hold an opinion, and it will hold a grudge in order to be right, to be righteous, to be the know-it-all. So just watch out for any of those ego flare-ups and let them pass, let them move on through. And the good news is they will, because Mars is going to move into Capricorn shortly after this new moon, and that will be much more stabilizing. But mostly the energy here is showing you you're ready to turn a corner. You're ready for that release of whatever has been hurting your heart. It's done. And it needs to be done, right? And you're probably wondering, well, could it have been done sooner? Well, this is the deep level stuff that is working with your soul at multiple levels. And it's really not a simple issue. It has multiple layers to it. In fact, this is so funny. I'm seeing seven layers right now, like a tiramisu cake. It's multiple layers of different energy densities that are all compiled together in this Chiron wound. And that's why it's just been so dang much. It's why you think you've gotten so far, and then here comes another layer of it, but the next layer has a different density or a different energy in it. So this theme also, okay, I'm hearing too, remember it's humanity. Ooh, that feels big. Remember it's humanity that's healing a lot. It's not just you. And of course we feel it so personally and deeply. But understand, humanity is here to heal. And everyone is moving through some really big stuff. It's like that quote or that meme you see on the internet that says, everyone's fighting a battle you know nothing about. Everyone has something. That doesn't mean they're consciously aware of it or that they're consciously working with it. But you are, because you are a leader of energy in this lifetime, and you're a leader of your soul's energy right now, and you're ahead of the game simply with your higher level of consciousness. You're just aware that you have the capacity and the support to heal deeply. And that's what this new moon is bringing in, my friends, is that sense of, I see it too, as the top of a spiral. And we know that a spiral just keeps going up. So the top of a spiral is kind of like this quick moment in time, like a photograph of a moment in time at the top of a spiral. And you see, oh, look how far I've come, you know, this winding path, and I've just moved up it and moved up it. And Pisces is about endings, and a new moon is about beginnings. So it's fitting that it would be the ending of a spiral, but it's also, that means the beginning of the next phase, because a spiral of energy keeps going up and it keeps moving up. So that's what's happening here, is that we are at a place of, oh, wow, the high point of the mountain. You know, I'm feeling it as achievement, although that's not how the soul views it. The soul is neutral in a viewpoint. It's just the understanding that you've moved through a lot of energy. So please take time and take some deep breaths during this new moon to really own and feel what you have healed. Now, the new moon is exact at 6:11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 1:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, but it's going to be building starting on the 15th. March 15th is when the energies start building because that's when the moon goes into Pisces and then it meets up with the sun at 27 degrees. So we're going to feel the buildup to the new moon, and it's going to feel that things are perhaps even coming together, making sense, new awareness, just even a new sense of freedom because it is a birthing period. And that leads me to the March 20th equinox energies. Now, March 20th is when the astrology cycle begins again this year. It changes every year depending on how fast and how the sun is moving. It's usually, it can be the 19th, the 20th, or the 21st of March. And this year it is on March 20th. And as the sun enters Aries, it begins a powerful new cycle of energy. So in the northern hemisphere, we call it the spring equinox. In the southern hemisphere, it's the fall equinox. And it's the point of beginning that is a fresh burst of energy. And it's 0 degrees of Aries. It's called the Aries point because it's a 0 degree of a cardinal sign. And so it has a lot of readiness in it, movement. Let's go. Let's do this. And we're going to feel that because we're ready for the next adventure, the next goal, the next wave, the next cycle. And what's interesting, however, about this equinox is that it potentially has frustration. So Aries is ruled by Mars. When we want to understand more about the energies, we then look at the rulership. So, okay, the sun is in Aries at 0 degrees, then what is Mars doing? Well, Mars has just moved into Capricorn, and Mars is at 1 degree of Capricorn. So it squares the sun. Mars squaring the sun is potentially explosions, anger, outbursts, frustration. The Aries sun says, let's go, let's go, let's go. And Mars in Capricorn says, well, wait. We need to wait. We need to see what is reliable, where we're steady. We don't want to take risks. We want to be practical. We want to think this through. So you have two different energies here that are telling you for everything you want to get started right now, you're going to have to basically apply the brakes because we have planets in Capricorn and planets in Aries that have very different ways of moving through their worlds. And the other thing we have, in addition to this potential frustration, is Mercury is going to be stationing retrograde on March 22nd at 16 degrees of Aries. So that's another energy here of slowing down. So it's interesting because we have two messages, one that says, let's go, and the other that says, stop, stop. Know that in your chart, in your astrology chart, where you have Aries and where you have Capricorn, these are the two parts of you that are going to have very different agendas. Because your Aries energy is ready to go, but your Capricorn energy is ready to stop and think it through and wait and wait and wait. So as we go, I actually feel like the last 2 weeks of March, as we move into the second half of the month, is a slowdown, a slowing down period where you are meant to gently apply the brakes and make sure to give yourself some breathing room and breathing space. Now, this full year, all of 2018, there's been a lot of energy coming through about making sure that we're doing our work and aware of ourselves, aware of where we're at, what we want, what's going on. I mean, it's been big energies at times for people emotionally. There's been emotional turmoil for some. There's been a lot of breakthroughs for other people, new levels of understanding and awareness about what their priorities are right now or their focus. And I feel like the last 2 weeks of March are a time of, okay, I need to find a chair and sit down and just let some things settle. But it's not going to be that simple because the planets in Aries want to get started and want to get going. So basically, the way I see it is that, yes, if something has energy for you and you feel the movement, trust it and put your energy towards it and follow that. But don't force anything. Don't get frustrated around what you can't control or what you can't make happen faster. There's a sense here of things coming up that are going to be calling to us and speaking to us, and we have to do it. That just happens with the Aries energy. I have to do this. This is me. This is important. This feels so right. But if there are things that are cropping up that seem like delays or postponements or you don't have clarity or you don't have answers, trust that too. Because the Mercury retrograde happens March 22nd until April 15th. And then the Aries planets are squaring off to the Capricorn planets. And that is just a huge slowdown. So things aren't going to maybe go as fast as you want them to. And you might not get the answers right away. But can you just be okay with that, knowing that it'll change, it won't last that way for long, but what we're doing is trusting the divine timing of it all. Divine timing. And so what you don't have answers on right now, it's actually okay. Because I feel it as things are being shuffled around, and no one knows the answers yet. No one knows what it's going to be yet. There's too many moving parts still lining up. There will be greater clarity as more planets move into Taurus signs. Venus is going to move into Taurus first, and then the Sun, and then Mercury. So we're going to have greater clarity when they move into Taurus, because it's an Earth sign, so we have more stability, but then it's going to trine the planets in Capricorn. And so then they're going to work together. So wherever you're feeling setbacks, impatience, impulsiveness, frustration, it's going to shift the middle of April or so. So in about a month. So put that in your planning, put that in your expectations, and know that it is part of how we work with the divine timing of it all. And that's why it's great to have a heads up, because then at least we get an idea that, okay, it's not taking off right now, it's not happening right now, but it will in middle April, end of April, and into May. That would be a good timeline to be aware of and to work with. And until then, it's really more about baby steps. You know, Aries doesn't want to sit still. Aries doesn't want to wait. And so you shouldn't. You should do what you need to do and take steps forward and initiate what needs to happen, or, you know, make sure that you aren't stagnant, but just move with greater consciousness around what you can control and what you cannot. And that will help you let it go. So it also makes sense then why that energy of a peaceful dove coming in is a wonderful thing right now, because it's setting you up for greater peace and trust in a process. And okay, I don't have to rush and figure this all out. I don't have to do this all on my own. And I'm going to walk with peace and just feel that and allow that to be a part of my everyday experience right now. Focus on that as best as you can, and it's just going to help how you experience Mercury retrograde too. Which, by the way, I love Mercury retrograde. I love it because it makes sure that we don't forget anything, that we didn't miss something, that we weren't going too fast and we got off track. It's that sense of, okay, now I can go back and gather what I forgot or pick up what I dropped or go find what I meant to start or what I meant to experience and I forgot to do it. In my world, I have a grand plan to organize my house in a whole new way with the intention of minimizing. And I know that's been a big trend because of the popular books out there about hugging something and feeling the energy and seeing if you love it. I am just excited to take a bunch of stuff to Goodwill, to organize these stacks of things here and there to get rid of. And I feel like Mercury retrograde is going to be really supportive of that. And it clears out mental clutter too. So as we approach Mercury retrograde, write down your list of what you're thinking that needs to get out of your head and onto paper so you don't forget it, and then you can determine how important it is to you and do I need to take care of this, what kind of priority is this, all those things that we just need time to look at them and deal with them. And that's really what Mercury retrograde does for us beautifully. In Aries, it moves so fast typically that we forget what we were going to do, or we have to move quickly. We speak quickly. We speak impulsively, or we're rash with our thinking. We maybe don't think it through. But with the retrograde in Aries, we have more time to let something marinate and to not feel like we have to have immediate solutions, or I have to act now or get it done right away. We say, okay, actually, let me think on this and see if there's something more to add in or if I need to change it. You don't have the pressure of speed. March is also important here, the last 2 weeks, for slowing down, because we have more planets that are going to be shaking things up in April and May. In April, we're going to have retrogrades with Pluto and with Saturn. We're also going to have Chiron moving into Aries. And then in May, we're going to have Uranus moving into Taurus, the end of May. So we have energy shifts coming. And I feel like what we're doing now is understanding with greater clarity where we want to commit and direct our energy. And that's what our assignment is, our work for the last 2 weeks of March. We have a really dynamic full moon on March 31st in Libra. It's at 11 degrees of Libra. And I know that those of you who listen to this show, you look in your chart, you're tracking your chart. So 11 degrees of Libra, this full moon, is a big one. It's uncomfortable, too. I mean, it has a T-square between the sun in Aries, Mercury in Aries, moon in Libra, being T-squared by Mars and Saturn in Capricorn. If you speak astrology, you know that's big. If you don't speak astrology, It just means that there's some choice points coming. There's this maturity that's required in ourselves and in our relationships, and it's a reality checkpoint. So I'll talk about that more as we get to the end of the month. We're not there yet. We're just getting to this new moon. But I like to give you a heads up because March is significant in the fact that we're meant to slow down, reassess, and make sure that you are in alignment with who you are now. And so that's why actually this upcoming full moon is going to kind of shake some things up, because you're going to see what relationships are not for you. And you are not for them. It always works both ways. And I feel like what we're meant to do is be okay with that. To just be okay. To be in acceptance. And to be aware that it's part of how we keep growing and how we keep moving forward. So, new moon on March 17th, it just feels really lovely, really, ultimately very healing of what you've been working through. It's meant to help you feel a sense of confidence around yourself and your own abilities, and I feel like there's this sense here of a feeling you've turned a corner, you've turned a corner. And so, again, that's at 27 degrees of Pisces in your chart. Let me see. I think that we have covered it for this week, my friends. And please check out my new YouTube channel, because I have more astrology info there. And if you want to schedule a session with me, you can find that at my website, consciouscoolchic.com, under astrology. And for those of you who asked, yes, I had a lovely vacation last week. I went on a cruise through the Bahamas, which I'd never been there before, and I just really enjoyed the freedom and the independence and exploring and also relaxing. I wasn't sure if I was a cruise person, and I think I've said that before on the show, because I just like to be in my own world, but I love being around people, so it's fun to people watch and observe and then do my own thing too. So I had a really good time. And great food, let me tell you, amazing food. So thank you for joining me, and I will look forward to connecting with you next Wednesday. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful new moon. Oh, one more thing, please sage. Sage your house, clear out the energies, really let things go, let things be done. In whatever ways that is for you. But it would be a really important new moon to do some saging. Okay, I will see you next week, and I wish you a beautiful new moon, my friends, and congratulations on how much you have come to understand and how you have evolved, because it is seen and understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Namaste. Bye-bye.